I thought we were really, really good first half. But if you don't take your chances, you get punished. And second half, it was 50-50, and really disappointed in the last 10 minutes. Two real bad goals. But, that's football, and we have to learn from it and we move on.
Created more chances against the Brackley side than the majority of teams here, according to a lot of people. So, in certain aspects, you must be pleased with part of the performances tonight.
Yeah, I was really pleased for 80 minutes. It's a tough place to come, and we created some really good chances, but we weren't clinical. And, if we want to do well, we have to be clinical.
How do you improve that, though, John? Because, you coach the players, you can't go out there and put the ball in the back of the net for them.
Yeah, we just keep working hard on the training field. We've scored a lot of goals this year. This is a big game, and it was a game we had to be clinical, and we weren't. On Saturday we were clinical and we won the game. So we have to learn from it, and we've got a big game there against FC on Saturday.
There's also a bit of an element of lady luck as well, I suppose, really. If Tyrell Waite's effort has sort of millimetres, it would have ended up in the back of the net, not hitting both posts.
Yeah, definitely, but that's football. We have to move on, and we have to pick ourselves up, and we look forward to the game Saturday.
Yeah, you look ahead to Saturday, and I mentioned it to Tyrell Waite, that Harriers and yourself have had a knack. If ever they've gone down, they've bounced back well, and I suppose you're going to be looking for the same response and same energy that you've got in all the responses so far.
Yeah, definitely. It's a young group. We're learning. Every time they've had a knockback, they've come back from it. So hopefully Saturday, we'll be back at it, and we can get a positive result.
One area of concern, I would say, for Harry is Alton Nguitala. He had a knock in the first half, came off holding his shoulder. What's the latest information? Do you have any information on that?
I don't have anything at the moment, no. I've just seen him. He doesn't look in a good way. So I think he might be going to hospital, but that's all I know, really.
And of course, that will be a blow to yourself if he is injured for any length of time now.
Of course, yeah, he's a top player. But, that's why we've got a squad, and it will give someone else the opportunity to step in if he's out for a while, and it's up to them to take the chance.